Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Rise to your feet and lift up your hands and ask the Lord to speak to you personally, that you hear His voice personally, that the Lord will speak to you. Say, Lord, speak to me. Pray and say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Pray. Talk to the Lord that you are the Word of life. You are the Word of life. Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Minister to my heart. Holy Spirit, touch me. Holy Spirit, affect me. Holy Spirit, transform me. Speak. Ask God to speak to you, that you will not live here the same way. This will be a different encounter. Ask the Lord, Father, may this Sunday be a supernatural Sunday. May this moment be a supernatural moment. A special encounter in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to speak to you, to change you, to transform you in the name of Jesus. Ask God to speak to you. Oh yes. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask God to talk to you personally. Put your hand on your heart and ask God to talk to you, to change you, to change your heart. Clap your hands together for the Lord and sit on top of your enemy. And turn with me to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. We are beginning a new series of messages on prayer. And we are sharing. It's a good place to clap your hands together for the Lord. We are sharing from our prophet's book, Everything by Prayer, Nothing Without Prayer. Everything by Prayer, Nothing Without Prayer. And I believe you all have the book, so we are all going to read together. We are sharing from the first chapter. The first chapter, it says, why, or the seven reasons why you should do everything by prayer. Seven reasons why you should do everything by prayer. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. It says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, be careful for nothing. That means do not be anxious for anything. Have no anxiety. Hallelujah. Do not worry about anything. It says, be careful for nothing. The New Living Translation says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Do not be anxious. But by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, it says, let your request be made known. Every need. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, say everything,
everything.
Say everything.
Everything,
in everything,
everything,
by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Hallelujah. And then even the next verse, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus. That is what prayer does. There are situations that ought to make you anxious. There are situations that ought to make you worry. But the Bible says, do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Now, you cannot just say to yourself, I'm not going to be anxious. Are you listening to me? When a situation is there that is causing anxiety and distress and worry and sleeplessness, you can say to yourself, I will not be anxious. But the Bible is saying, when you are in a situation like that, just let your request be made known to God. Just pray about it. Are you listening? It says, pray about it. Bring your request to God. The situation that is bringing anxiety, talk to God about it. And then the next verse, it says, this God knows how to do something with a situation that is making people anxious. It says, and the peace of God in an anxious situation because of your prayer, it says the peace of God is able to do something. It says the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen. You will have peace surrounding an anxious situation. So when people see that you are facing this situation, but you seem to have peace, you seem to have joy, you have this anxious condition, situation that is making everyone anxious, but you seem to have peace. And they're wondering why. Have you not heard that they are going to lay 50 people off from the job? You say, yeah, I heard about it. Are you not worried? Have you not heard? And then you have heard. Have you not heard that the economy is so bad? Have you not heard that they are going to raise interest rates again? Have you not heard that unemployment rate is going up? Have you not heard that there is a disease going around? And then you are calm. And the Bible says you will have peace. And people will not understand. Because the peace, the kind of peace that you have, it surpasses understanding. It passes human understanding. It surpasses human wisdom. That is what prayer does. When you have an anxious situation and you bring it to God. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you?
Yes.
You do yourself a disfavor if you do not pray. You do yourself a great disfavor when you are faced with anything and you are not praying about it. Hallelujah. So here in this scripture, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So we see here that God is telling us that everything should be done by prayer. Everything should be done by prayer. In other words, nothing should be done without prayer. Are you listening? I said, nothing should be done without prayer. Everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. So it means that if you are not prayerful or if you are not praying, then don't do anything. That is what the Bible is saying. If you are not praying, then don't do anything. If you are traveling and you have not prayed, don't travel. If you are going to work and you have not gone, don't go. If you sit to eat and you have not prayed, don't touch the food. It says in everything, you have to pray. I hope you understand what I'm sharing with you. In everything, you have to pray. Everything by prayer. Amen. So we see in the Bible, we see that God is exhorting us everywhere that we ought to pray. And there are many reasons why you must live your life filled with prayers and praying all the time. That you have to pray for everything. And this exhortation to pray all the time, you see it repeatedly all through the Bible, that we ought to pray, that everything must be done through prayer. Amen. I hope somebody is understanding what I'm sharing with you. There is nothing that does not need prayer. There is nothing that is too small, that is too trivial, that you don't have to pray about. Bible is telling us that everything that we do, we have to pray about it. So no matter what it is, there is nothing that is too small for you to spend time to pray about it. Hallelujah. Amen. That you are stopping a cab, you need to pray about it. You are calling Uber. It's not just your money and you have the app on your phone, but you also have to pray. That the car that will come to pick you up, you have prayed about it. Are you listening? Everything. When you are going to take a shower, you have to pray about it. Wow. There is nothing that is too small for you to pray about. Amen. And don't let anyone tell you that, oh, this is too small, this is too trivial to bother God with. It's not a bother. God is the one that is telling us that in everything we ought to pray. That means we have to pray about our spiritual life. We have to pray about our weaknesses. We have to pray about our problems. We have to pray about the challenges that we face. And challenges, we all have challenges. Problems, we all do have problems. And God is exhorting us, we have to pray about them. We have to pray about our sexual lives. Some people don't have control at all. Amen. We have to pray about them. Pray about your character. Wow. Pray about your temperament. Pray about your temperament. Don't say that's how I am. God is exhorting us to pray about everything. Pray about your quarrelsome nature. You quarrel all the time. Pray about it. Amen. Pray about your failings. Do you see? There are so many things we ought to pray about. We ought to pray about the promises that we make. We have to pray about them. How many times do you break promises? Because you have not prayed about them. Pray about your finances. You see why you are broke. You see why you work so hard but you don't have. Pray about it. Pray about your marriage. Pray about your needs. Pray about your work. Hallelujah. So you see, there's so many things that we ought to pray about. You can't even write to say, what am I going to pray about? Pray about everything. Everything. Some of you ought to pray about your bosses. Everyone ought to pray about your boss. Pray about the boss who likes you, that God will keep that boss. And pray about the one who doesn't like you, so that he will be fired. Amen. Pray about your boss. They have promised you promotion. How many years now? And they say, wait, wait, wait. Pray about your boss. Pray about people who make decisions concerning you. Hallelujah. Pray for your friends. Pray for your partner. Pray for your lover. Pray for your beloved. Amen. Pray for your future beloved. Who is supposed to come forth and has not come. Amen. We need to pray for grace. We need to pray for mercy. So we need to pray for everything. We need to pray for everything. Hallelujah. And all through the Bible, you see this being repeated. This exhortation being repeated. To pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. So there are certain Bible phrases. Look at them. It says, be careful. Philippians 4:6 that we just read. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Ephesians 6:18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always. Hallelujah. So we see that there is every part that the Bible is exhorting us to pray. The next verse in this particular scripture, look at this. The next one. Verse 19. It says, as for me, that utterance be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Look at this. So the pastor, do you have the New Living Translation? Go to verse 18. Today you are being too slow. It says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And in every occasion, at all times, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Be persistent. And then it says, verse 19, and pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. Hallelujah. Now look at this. The Apostle Paul, who is called by God, he says, pray for me also. Now if he's called by God, you would expect that he would just preach. There shouldn't be any problem. There shouldn't be any hindrance. But he's saying, pray for me that the work that God has called me to, that I will proclaim it boldly. Are you listening? I am showing you that in the world that we live in, prayer is very important. That God has called him, God has given you certain promises, but you need to pray. God has called him as an apostle, ordained minister, and he's saying, pray for me that I can preach. It means something is resisting the preaching. Amen. You know, there are some people, whenever they say, now let's pray for our father, let's pray for Reverend. Hey, how many times are we going to pray for? You see, that even the word will be ministered to you as God wants it to be ministered. God has called a man, then why can't he preach? Just preach. But he's saying, pray for me also that God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for the Jews and the Gentiles alike. Pray for me that I can make this proclamation. Amen. Wow. So it seems that prayer is very important. It appears that there is always something happening in the Spirit that is hampering or opposing or resisting something good that you want to do. Why should the Bible, why would God tell us to pray all the time? And we don't know why. So it means that there's something supernatural, something in the Spirit that is resisting us, that is fighting us, that you and I cannot see. Hallelujah. It appears that there are spiritual forces, spiritual powers that are working against us. But the heavens is prepared to fight for us in every step. I hope somebody is understanding what I'm sharing with you. Have you not seen how difficult it is to live godly life? To do good is difficult. Have you not seen how to do evil can be a second, you don't have to think. Are you listening? I mean, if somebody hits you, it's very fast to hit. Give back quickly without thinking. But to exercise patience and say, I'm not going to say anything, it takes effort. So there is something supernatural that is fighting us to do good. Hallelujah. And I believe that is why doing good is difficult. You think about anything. Think about anything good that you want to do. It is easier to do the opposite. It is easier to do the opposite. Even to eat properly to so that you have good health. It's not easy. Or you don't agree with me. I don't know about you. But to choose to eat properly, that you don't eat certain things, it's not easy. I think I'm talking to some, you know. But God is telling us in everything we ought to pray. We ought to pray. Now, someone may wonder and say, but if God wants to do good to us, why doesn't he just do it? Why do we have to pray? Are you listening? But God will not intervene. God will not do anything until you ask him to. That is a free will that he has given us. That is a free will that he has given us. Hallelujah. Because otherwise, the days that you decide not to come to church, you just pulled here and you are here. But you have your free will. You'll be sleeping and something will drag you to the bathroom and you take a shower and then you put on your clothes. By the time you realize you are in church. But God has given us a free will. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and 14, the Bible says, look at this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. It says, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and do what?
Pray.
And do what?
Pray.
Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. And I'll forgive their sins and restore their land. So God wants to restore your land, but he will not restore it until you humble yourself and pray. Are you listening? Until you pray, God will not do anything about it. Hallelujah. So we want to look at some few things. You know, the other scriptures. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Jesus is the one who told the story, and it was to this effect, that men ought always to pray. It appears there's something in the spirit that needs us to always to pray. Always to pray. Hallelujah. So anytime you are not praying, something is pushing you to a place and a direction that you don't want to be. If you want to be in a place where God desires of you and a goodly place, then you ought to be praying always. Amen.
Amen.
Then you ought to be praying all the time. It says men ought always to pray and not to faint. That means fainting or getting tired and getting weary is one of the reasons why people don't pray. Hallelujah. So it means that feeling tired is not a reason for you not to pray. Don't faint. Don't be weary. Don't get tired that you cannot pray. He said men ought always to pray. And not to faint. Hallelujah. If you live in this world, you ought to pray always and not to faint. Amen. Another one. It says, watch ye therefore, in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. It says, watch ye therefore And pray always. Pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always, always. Hallelujah. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. That is a powerful statement. Pray without ceasing. That means don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. You ought to be praying all the time. Hallelujah. Decide to pray about everything. Make a decision from today that everything that you are doing, you will pray about it. You will pray about everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Pray about it. Hallelujah. Pray every day and pray about everything. And that is going to change your life. That is going to change your life. That is going to change things about you. Hallelujah. Bishop Rice says, you can tell the difference between pastors who pray and those who do not pray. There is an aura that you will not have when you do not pray. There is a blessing you will lack when you are prayerless. There is a supernatural element that is missing from your life when you are prayerless. There is some dryness that characterizes the prayerless ministers and prayerless preachers. If you don't pray, hallelujah. So prayer is very important. And we don't know why. We don't know why. We don't know what is happening in the spiritual realm, but something is happening in the spiritual realm that needs you to pray all the time. Something is happening that requires of you to pray all the time. Hallelujah. Prayer is an expression of your faith. So when you are praying, you are praying to a God that you cannot see, you cannot hear, he doesn't speak back to you, but you keep talking and keep talking. You know, it is a great exercise of faith. It takes great faith to pray. It takes great faith to stand and believe that God is hearing you and you are talking to him. It takes great faith. That is why prayer does wonders. Prayer does great things. Because it is faith that pleases God. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, prayer is a great demonstration of faith. To believe that God hears you and that he's answering what you are asking him to do. It's a great demonstration of your faith. Hallelujah. So we want to look at a few reasons why everything should be done by prayer and nothing without prayer. Number one, prayer brings God into every situation. Prayer brings God into every situation. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2. It says, and Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and he was sick. So this king, you know, lattice is like a wall. You see those walls that they make with the mesh? You know what I'm talking about? Lattice work. You see, they make fence wall with this white thing that crisscrosses like that. You can see through. Yes. That is lattice. So they have made in his upper chamber, up, he probably lives all the way up in his palace, and he has made the walls with lattice, a part of it. And perhaps he leaned on it, and then he fell. He fell down through the lattice. Maybe he broke, maybe he was too old. And he broke and he fell, and he fell sick. And then he got sick. He was injured. Maybe he was breaking bones, and the bones were, the wounds were infected. And then he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Go and find out from Beelzebub, the small gods, the god of Ekron, whether I will recover from this disease. Look, and then the next verse, quickly. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, the prophet of God, the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the kings of Samaria, and say unto them, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Hallelujah. So now look at this. This king fell, he has sustained an injury, and he has sent his messengers to go to the god of Ekron, Beelzebub, the small god, a doll, and go and ask him whether he will live. And that made God angry. And God told his prophet, go and tell the king, do you think there is no God in Israel? That is why you will send messengers to go to Ekron to find out whether you will live. And many of us do this. Many of us do this. You have a situation. They have given you a diagnosis. And then you are going from doctor to doctor. And you don't talk to God. Are you listening to me? God gets angry when he sins. He says, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, God expects you that by everything, you come to him in prayer. With every situation, come to him in prayer. God wants you to acknowledge him in every situation. I'm telling you, God is not happy when we are doing things, struggling and not talking to him. So he was angry with this king. And you know what happened when Elijah met the messengers and told them, go and tell God, go and tell King Ahazar that God is saying that he would die from this disease. And the reason was because he didn't ask. He didn't ask God. And he was seeking other gods. And then he sent a captain with 50 men to go and talk to Elijah and say, oh, please come. You see, and this is what we do. We wait until certain situations are going a certain way, even before we talk to the man of God or even before we talk to God. When certain things are happening your way, you don't talk to God about it. When things are happening, you know, there are certain people, important things, they don't tell the pastor. Important things to them, they discuss with their friends, maybe their boss, their teacher, their professor. They call their uncle. And when the thing is bad, when the thing is going down, God gets angry with us. It shows that we disregard him. It shows him that we don't have faith in him. And this is what this king was doing. And he died. He died. He sent messengers upon messengers and they all died. God wants to be involved in everything. I say God wants to be involved in everything that you do. The next one, prayer brings a supernatural element into every situation. Prayer brings a supernatural element into every situation. When you pray, you bring in a supernatural element. You bring in it doesn't matter what you are doing. You are going to rent a place or buy a car. Pray. Pray. You are going to do your hair. Pray. Even if you are going to do your nails, pray. Are you listening? I say, God wants you to pray about everything. So it appears that everything that we are doing, there are evil forces that will look for an opportunity to do something to you. That somebody will put some nail polish that will give you nail cancer. Are you listening? That they will remove your cuticles and you will get infection. Pray about everything. Pray about everything. Pray about everything. It says in Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In which way? All thy ways. All thy ways. Acknowledge him. God wants you to acknowledge him in all your ways. In everything that you are doing, acknowledge God. Remember God. Remember God in everything that you are doing. In every step that you are taking, remember God. He says, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You have a path that you want to walk on. You have a plan in your head. You know, many people, they have plans, and they have planned what to do. I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do that. But God says, you know, your plan, it looks perfect before you. But God says, you just bring it to me. And he will direct your path. He will direct you how to do it. It's not a bad plan, but bring it to me. And he will direct you how to do it. He says he will direct your path. He will show you how to go about it. He will show you where to go. And there are situations that you had planned things. You have planned it, and you know this is how it's going to go. But because you prayed, you see that it changes. Certain things happen. If you have prayed, do not fret about it. It is God who is directing the path. It is God who is changing it now. You plan to go on Thursday. For some reason, you thought it was Friday. And the thing said Thursday. And you thought it was Friday. And then you missed it. You missed the flight. You missed the appointment. Why? You bought a ticket. They said Thursday the 15th. But for some reason, it's in your mind that it's Friday. You have convinced yourself it's Friday, the 15th. And it says Thursday, boldly written, and you miss it. God is directing your path. Do not fret. He says, because you prayed about it, you acknowledge God in it, he will direct your path. He will direct your path. And in the end, he says, the plan that he has concerning that situation is of peace. It's of peace and not of evil. So acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. Everything that you do, add that supernatural element. You need that supernatural help to make it succeed. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't be too wise in your own wisdom. That is what it means. Don't feel that you have the degree, you qualify. And so this is what you are doing. I know what I'm doing. Never say that as a Christian. Never say that. Never say that. God wants you to acknowledge him. There is a supernatural element that needs to be added to what you are doing. Because there are evil forces that are working against you. I tell you. There are supernatural reasons for many of the things that we are experiencing. If you acknowledge God in everything that you do, he will get involved in a mystical way. He will get involved in a very supernatural way. Hallelujah. And he will mysteriously guide your path. God will make you miss certain things. God will direct you to meet certain people. You know, there are some situations that God will bring you to meet one person, and that will change your life. That will change your life. That person is there. That person is there. How do you get in contact with that person? How do you come across, and God will bring you in a way to meet this person? It will change your life. One decision made by that person will change your life. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. You are looking for a job. Acknowledge God. There is someone at a certain job that God will lead you to meet that person, and that will change your job. But you have made your mind, by all means, you have to work here. And you are fretting and frustrated that you don't have this job. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. And He will direct your path. Is somebody listening to me? He will work things out for you. He will see the effect. When you have acknowledged Him, you will see the effect of God's involvement in a situation. Acknowledge God. Don't fret it. Acknowledge God. I don't know why you will not. He says, acknowledge me. Just acknowledge me. Put me in it. Put me in the situation. And I will direct your path. The next one, prayer brings a blessing into every situation. Prayer brings a blessing into every situation. Mark chapter 6 and verse 41. He says, and when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. Hallelujah. Now, this is Jesus. That he was faced with a situation. He was faced with a situation of feeding 5,000 people. 5,000 people needed bread and fish. And there simply wasn't enough. There was just not enough. I'm not sure if you have been in a situation where what you have is not enough. When you are in a situation when what you have is not enough, don't be thinking of how you can do other things to make it enough. The Bible says when Jesus was faced with that situation, what he did was he looked up to heaven and he blessed what he had. And that changed everything. It changed everything. Amen. Young people, pray about your needs. Pray about your needs. What you need, pray about it. That is why I'm interested in knowing that we will all pray about it. When you have situation, I don't know if you have been in any situation that what you have is not enough. You know, you are trying to rent a place and the down payment you don't have. It's too much. It's too much. Pray about it. Pray about it. Acknowledge God. Bring God in it. Let Him be involved. What does it cost you to let God be involved? He says, get me involved. Get me involved. And you will see the kind of apartment, the kind of house He will give you with the small amount of money that you have. And they say, we will take $700 a month. We will take $800 a month. And then you are wondering, are you joking? We are not joking. We don't know why. This is rented for $2,500, but we feel like giving it to you for $1,500. Electricity paid, water bill, everything included, including a parking spot. That is for you. Wow. Amen. You need a car, and you look at your salary and the car that you want and the insurance and the payment and this and this and that, you give up. But you need it. Pray about it. I said, pray about it. Bring it to God. He knows you need it. He knows you need it. He says, do not fret about these things. He says, for you, the first thing you do, don't worry about fighting and looking for it like the way the Gentiles fight for it. He says, the Gentiles, they go about it, fighting for it, working hard, doing this and doing that. But for you, acknowledge His kingdom. Bring His kingdom in. He said, bring in His kingdom. Acknowledge the kingdom of God. It brings a supernatural effect, supernatural provision, supernatural element. He said, you seek ye first my kingdom. That is what you need to do. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you also, you have need of these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But he says, I won't do anything until you seek me first. I won't do anything. Amen. So seek him. Ask him to be involved. Ask him to be involved. Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus involved God. Jesus called on God. There are curses in this world. Curses in this world. Everything is cursed. The world we live in is a cursed world. Is your finances are cursed. You have, and then the next day you don't have. They pay you, but you don't see it. If you look at the end of the year and they give you your W-2 form, the amount of money that you have made in the year, and when you look at how much you have saved, it doesn't match. And then you wonder, where did the money go? Where did the money go? I am telling you, there are forces of darkness that are working against you in everything that you are trying to do. You are trying to save. It's a good thing, but it's not working. I say it's not working. Savings is good. Isn't it good? But you don't have. You tried. You have tried. God says, get me involved. Get me involved. Add me to your savings. Add me to your savings plan. And he knows how to direct paths. He knows how to direct paths. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, the job you are doing, many people have done it. And they have done it 3, 2, 4. They have done it. But they don't have anything. Did I share with you about the net? Almost. Okay.
1 hour.
It's okay. After church, I'll share it with you. After church, I'll share it with you. Revelation 22 verse 3 says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. That is the only time where we will not have curses, when we go to heaven. But here on earth, it's full of curses. It's full of curses. The earth realm is full of curses. And a curse is a frustration and an opposition to whatever you are doing. Whatever you are doing, there's a frustration and opposition. I said, some things that you are doing. I said, whatever you are doing. Whatever you are doing. Everything that you are doing, there are curses and there are frustrations. Hallelujah. There are curses and there are frustrations. They intend to frustrate you, to make it not work. But God wants you to involve him. Say amen.
Amen.
I said, God wants you to do what? Involve him, and he will direct your path. He will change the course. He will change the path. He will break the curses. Hallelujah. Prayer brings God's power to overturn the curses that is in the earth. The blessing that comes into your life when you pray, it changes the course of everything. Hallelujah. Number four, we're almost done. Number four, prayer brings angelic involvement in every situation. Listen, there are angels that are just waiting. They are just waiting. They are around. They can't do anything until you involve them. Are you listening? They cannot, the heavens cannot interfere in the earthly things until you involve them. It's like a lawyer who is a volunteer lawyer. You know, he doesn't charge, but he's willing to give free services. Do you understand? Do you know there are lawyers like that? There are lawyers who don't work to charge you. They are not working for money. They just work to help people. But those lawyers, they will never come to your aid until you ask them to. Or you don't understand what I'm sharing with you. I don't know if they have a name for them. Pro bono. Okay, that's what they're saying. Are you listening? So they will not get involved until you invite them. And then they will make you sign that you have actually contracted them to be involved. Do you see? They are full of knowledge of the thing that you are trying to do, of the thing that you want. They know it. They know how to do it. But they are there. They are around. Except that you invite them. That is how angels are around us. Angels are around us. They have been given to us. But they don't have the power to interfere with earthly things unless we employ them. Lawyers don't have the power to just come to court and stand on your behalf unless you employ them. Are you listening? So listen to this. In this scripture, in Luke chapter 22, verse 41, it says, this is Jesus when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, and he was withdrawn from them about the stones cast. So he went to the garden with the disciples, and then he went away from them about the stone throw. He went away from them. And the Bible says, and he kneeled down to do what?
Pray.
To pray. This is Jesus, the Son of God. When he was in an earthly form, when he was in a bodily form on earth, I tell you, anyone, if you are on earth, you have to pray. Everyone, whether you are the Son of God, if you are on earth, on this earth, you have to pray. You have to pray. I don't know why you don't want to pray. You have to pray. The Bible is showing us every reason why we have to pray. He says, Jesus kneeled down and prayed. This was a serious moment in his life. And saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Amen. Wow. Just as he prayed, so the angels were there. The angels were just waiting. I tell you, angels are waiting on your behalf. You have no idea. Listen, the forces that are working against you as God's people, God has dispatched angels to intercede. But the angels don't have the right to intercede unless you give them the permission. They are not earthly beings. Are you listening? They have power, but they cannot exercise their power here on earth. Otherwise, this place will be a perfect place. But for your life, it can be a perfect place. If you will employ them, that is why the enemy told Jesus, he says, he has given you angels. Just jump, and then he will give you angels to catch you so that you don't dash your foot on the ground. The angels are around. It's true. What he was saying was true, but we are not challenging God. That is what the enemy was trying to make Jesus do. The angels are there. He says, he will give you angels charge over thee. There are legions of angels waiting for you, waiting for you to just ask them to do things. And so the Bible says, when Jesus prayed, right away the angels are, we are here. And they just strengthened him for the moment that he was going through. And so when you see Jesus in a stressful situation like that, he came out peacefully. He came out peacefully and said, rise, let's go. You know why? Because he prayed. And the Bible says, when you have done that, the peace of God, which surpasses the understanding of men. So the disciples, they were jittery. They were ready to fight with spears and arrows. But he was calm. Because the peace of God, that surpasses the understanding of men. It comes. It comes around because you have prayed. Horrible situations. Difficult situations. Anxious situations. Just stay back and pray. Take time and pray. Just take a moment and pray. And ask God's involvement. Say amen.
Amen.
So prayer brings angels to be involved in your situation. Prayer brings angels. So do you see why, you know, when prayers are going on and you are sleeping, all the enemies, all the evil ones, they come to you. They come to your house. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Why would they be going to places where they are fighting and resisting them and casting the enemy, and somebody has risen up 4 a.m. and just casting them? Why? Why we are going to bother ourselves here? This guy is snoring. Let's go there. Because the moment you rise up and you are praying, you have set angels all around your house. You have set angels all around you, and they are there and guarding because you have now employed them, and they have come with their mighty power. It says legions, legions of angels. Heavenly forces, they are on guard run about you, and you have asked them to come. They come full force. So when the demons are coming, they say, not his house. Let's go to this, the neighbor. The neighbor, we can hear the snoring. So when prayers are going on and we are encouraging you to pray, we are making you rise up to invite the angels to be included in the covering. Hallelujah. I hope somebody understands the word of God this afternoon. Okay, I'll just give you these 2 points because our time is up. Prayer brings the mighty Holy Spirit into every situation. Prayer brings the mighty Holy Spirit into every situation. That's number... Did I give you number 5? Number 5, prayer brings the great promise of God into every situation in your life. The prayer brings the great promise of God. The Bible is full of God's promises. He has promised us so many things, but we have to pray. He says, if we will humble ourselves and pray, and seek his face, he will answer. Hallelujah. And prayer brings the Holy Spirit's involvement. Prayer brings down the Holy Spirit powerfully. And number 7, prayer destroys demonic power that is against you in every situation. Prayer destroys demonic power that is against you. The Bible says in Matthew 12 and 29, it says, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods? Except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. You have to bind the demons. Demons are all over trying to destroy every good thing that you are doing. And you need to rise up and bind them. And one thing with demons is that you have to call their names and bind them. Identify them and bind them. Amen. So in every situation, there are demons and demon powers that are at work. These are invisible forces that are as real as the book we are reading. There are demons that are always working against you, whether you believe it or not. That is the sad part, you see, because there are people who don't believe it. And even with this, you are still not going to pray because you don't believe it. And they will continue to fight you. They will continue to fight you. You will continue to be sick. You will continue to be poor. You will continue to lack. You will continue to be miserable. You will continue to be anxious. You will continue because you don't pray. You will never have peace. I'm telling you. Because that is what they do. Identify them. The way to overcome demons is through prayers. Hallelujah. Calling out their names. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 25, if you remember the story about the son that the disciples could not cast out. The Bible says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter into him no more. Amen. Identify the demons that are attacking you. Name the demons. You know your trouble. You know your situation. Name the demons that are attacking you and rebuke them. Because then you are involving the heavens to step in. Prayer gets the heavenly involvement. Hallelujah. From today, don't go through any situation without praying. Don't go through anything without praying. Hallelujah. Whether good or bad, lay out before the Lord and pray about it. Bring it before the Lord and get his involvement. And even when there's anxiety, you still will have peace because God knows how to do it. God knows how to direct you, to bring you to a goodly place. Say amen. Amen. To bring you to a goodly place. Clap your hands together and rise to your feet as you bring the service to a close. Are you going to pray?
Yes.
Wonderful. Father, we are grateful, we are thankful for your word. We bless you for speaking to us. The value and the importance of prayer. Oh God, we have not involved you in so many situations. And Lord, we have gone through so many difficulties. This afternoon, Lord, we repent. And we say, Lord, we will bring our needs to you. We will bring our supplications to you. We will involve you in everything that we do. In every step that we take. Lord, we need your involvement. We require your involvement. We need angelic intervention. You say you have given us the Holy Spirit to make intercession for us. Oh Lord, we will always involve the Spirit of God to make intercession for us. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, for being patient with us and loving us and bringing us even to this day to bring your word to us. How you yearn to be involved in our situations, in our marriages, in our finances, in our health, in our peace, in everything that we do, in our failings, in our weaknesses, in our challenges. Lord, we thank you. At our job places, we need your involvement in all that we do. We need your involvement. Father, the most difficult situations, the overwhelming situations that no man can help us, Lord, we know you can do it. We involve you in every situation today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we implore you in every situation that we are in. We implore you, we involve you in the name of Jesus. Let there be supernatural elements added to every life that is here right now in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We give you honor. Lift up your hands for a moment. Father, look upon these hands. Father, we have gone our own ways, sought for our own things, searched for our own things, worked with our own strength in so many situations. And Lord, we have failed. We have failed. We have worked and worked, but we don't have much. But this afternoon, Lord, hear our cry. Hear us. We involve you. We involve you. We invite your presence. Oh God, we invite your presence in every situation that we are going through right now. We involve your presence. We involve your angels. Angels of God, descend upon every soul that is here right now. Descend upon every soul. We involve your involvement. We involve you, angels of God, that are standing by. You have stood by for so long. You have stood by for so long. But this afternoon, we involve you. We give you way. We give you access. We sign a contract with you to involve you in all of our affairs. In the name of Jesus, let there be a transformation. Let there be a change this afternoon. From this day on towards, oh God, may we see your hand move on our behalf. Lift up your hand, oh God, on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, let the right hand of God be lifted upon you and stand by you. The angel that is standing by you. Oh, Father, we make way. We make way for our angels. Concerning our health, we make way. Concerning our situations, we make way. Concerning our employment situation, we make way. Concerning our purpose, we make way. Mashandoria, Izoka, Shandoria. We give you us. We give you way. Holy Spirit, we involve you in everything that we are doing right now. In our ministries, we involve you. In our prayer life, we involve you. In our spiritual life, we involve you. We involve you in everything that we are doing. In the raising of our children, we involve you. We involve you, Spirit of God. We involve you. We welcome you to be involved. We open our arms to welcome you in all that we are doing in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for the new way, the new path that you have defined for us. We thank you, Lord, for the new direction that you are turning us. We thank you, Lord, for the heavenly intent, the heavenly involvement in our situations. We are confident of this, Lord, that when we invite you, though there be anxiety around it, your peace that surpasses the understanding of man will be our portion. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus. If that is you, Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. That is, you lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to welcome Jesus Christ into your life? You want to be born again? Anyone here like that? Why don't you all join me as we say this prayer together? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I accept you as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Please have mercy. Please forgive me. Lord Jesus, I accept you. I choose you. I honor you. I make a decision to follow you all the days of my life. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.